Hello, audio brewers. Are you all well? The music you can hear is Neil Finn, and the song is Addicted. And I wanted to talk a little bit about inspiration, because I haven't yet. It's quite funny, because I sort of come back to Neil Finn a little bit. I started listening to Crowded House at around about the point they broke up in 1996. So I had 2 years of taking in all this music that had been going on for 10 years, but I'd never heard. I hadn't realised I'd heard it. The wonderful thing about Crowded House's Best Of was that the tagline for the adverts for the marketing campaign was, "You know more Crowded House songs than you think you do." And if you listen to their Best Of, if you've not heard any Crowded House, if you listen to that collection of songs, then you suddenly realise it's the most accurate marketing campaign in history. But yes, I had 2 years of catching up on Crowded House and really familiarising myself with it, and it turned out, and it was really inspirational in getting me into music. And then this album came out, Try Whistling This, which 2 years after Crowded House, and Neil Finn's spent time just sort of stretching his legs musically and experimenting and making just as good a set of songs, but they've got a very different aesthetic. And then I went to see him tour this album, and came out of the Manchester Apollo Theatre thinking, I want to do this. And over the years, Neil Finn's output was really, it all seemed to come up at a very delicate time. And then over the course of working at Music Zone, two or three years later, I was introduced to other bands and other musicians and other songs, largely by my friend Mike, but largely, you know, stuff that would come through the doors of the shop would put on, and it would really interest me, musically speaking. And I hadn't realised that I'd done it, but over the last few years, I'd almost associated Neil Finn's solo music with really dark times, because in the middle of him releasing albums and things, there's a lot of stuff going on at the time that was really hard. And every time I tried to listen to any of his solo stuff in the wake of that, it would just be an association with that, which was hard to shake off. And then a few weeks ago, I put on a DVD that he brought out. He did a show called Seven Worlds Collide, and brought a few musicians from different bands to come together and play a whole bunch of songs, and it got released as a DVD, and I hadn't watched that for a very long time for very similar reasons. And a few weeks ago, I kind of braved it, and it was like experiencing all this music again through a fresh pair of eyes. It all just, all the previous associations with it just seemed to have fallen away. And in a similar way, I've gotten that from the rest of the music, and it's suddenly become a very strong influence in what I'm doing again, and it's sparked interest, and I've been writing more. So it's been nice to reconnect with a very old inspiration. And I'm curious, do you have any inspirations? I've run out of time, bloody hell.